at the 4:20 mark of the first quarter. It was a rather slow start, a couple misses here, a couple turnovers. But the King Cove girls and Newtok battling it out here. And a 4-2 game in favor of Newtok to get things underway here. A quick official timeout here as we work out a clock issue, I think. So, you know, the officials are doing what I'm doing as well here. But, folks, thanks for tuning in here. My name is Charles Pulliam, and we're here at the Alaska Airlines Center for the 1A state tournament. Opening day here. Lots of basketball to come. Lots of basketball being played. We watched the Nanilchik girls beat Cake. The Selawit girls beat Gamble. The Heidelberg boys over Chifornik. And the Gamble boys just wrapped up a win over Alakanik. And those are your first sides of the bracket starting to take place here. King Cove with the basketball now. And a bucket there for Uchet. So the rookies on the board here with a 6-2 lead to open the game. Newtok, I had it backwards actually there too. You've got the scorekeepers here, the college shot clock still operating. You know, it's the first part of the state tournament. And Elena Mack with the basket. I'm still trying to get caught up here. Apologize. 8-2 is your score. The King Cove girls leading Newtok in the early going here, just under the halfway mark of the first quarter. Newtok ball, jumper, good, count it. That was from Albina Andy. She knocks down a three-pointer, 8-5. Mack going to come all the way down the court, tries a bucket, followed, count it for Duarte. So now the offense is getting flowing, and I'm trying to catch up. 10-5 game here, 2:50 to play in the first quarter. Newtok ball, passing up top, good defense up here by King Cove as Newtok trying to find a seam. Losing the handle on the drive is Andy, taken away. Andy gets it right back, though, against Mack. Dumps the pass off, and the shot off for Ervac. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Newtok. And on top of this, there's an official right in front of me. Man, I tell you, the things you got to bounce through, you know? 10-5 game, 2:30 to play here in the first quarter, and a quick timeout. That'll be good for me because I can get caught up here quick and make sure everything's good to go. But, folks, again, tuning in here, my name's Charles Pulliam with Small Schools Broadcasting Promotions. You can check it out on Facebook and on Twitter at Rural Alaska BB. Those are two ways to contact me through the air. Make sure I'm saying names correctly. And, of course, you folks in the broadcast rooms, you got myself. So I want to make sure we get as clean as we get here. 2:30 to play here in the first quarter, 10-5 ball game. Elena Mack with a couple buckets here early for King Cove. She's got four in the game to lead the scores. Albina Andy with three for Newtok. And got my bracket here, too. I think we are, yeah, we're good to go. Coming out of this break, it'll be rookie's ball, King Cove, with soft pressure was going to be applied by Newtok, but now they're going to pull back to a 2-3 zone. Mack will bring it up for King Cove. Like I said, a 2-3 matchup here quickly by Newtok. Looking down low, they find Newton. Sadie kicked it back out to Mack. Mack's going to drive into the paint, kick out. Thought about the look was Gould. Instead, giving it up to Newton, and her shot off the mark. Long rebound into the hands of King Cove, knocked loose out of bounds. It's going to stay with the rookie. We approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. The inbound coming. Mack with it against the defense. Dumps the pass down to Uchet, and she's headed back to the foul line. When I say back to, I mean she worked her way down from the high post to the block and was fouled. Now two free throws coming. And the officials, again, discussing something. I think we got untucked jerseys here, too. So, a little bit of everything out there. The officials meeting back here at center court as well. Another game on the other side. You got a boys game going. Shaq Tula and Canada. Another good first round boys matchup. We just watched Gamble and Alakanik, and those all four teams, very quality programs out there. And I think the early lead over for Shaq Tula at a 17-13 lead early in the second. I think you could listen to my dad on the call on that one on KZY and KIYU. So we jump around quite a bit. Want to be sure to welcome all our listeners out there as we got King Cove and Newtok in play here. Uchit at the line, knocks down the first. She'll have another, and it looks like what the issue was is there was a little blood on the court, and that's what took a little while on the pause in action here. Free throw, 2-2. 12-5 lead in favor of King Cove. Newtok will bring it up, and they kind of cluster up here trying to get a couple screens up high. The rookie's going to be able to defend that well because the spacing a little limited right now for Newtok. Now they're spreading it out up top. Going to settle for a deep three-pointer. Petulie. Michaela knocks down the triple. 12-8 lead. Trims it down to 4 here for King Cove. In the corner, Mack with it. Dumps the pass down low. Breaking through is Uchet, and she can't knock it down. Tracked down in the corner by Newtok. Kasuli will bring it up. Hands off over to Albina Andy. And Andy will move towards the mid-court line and get the offense set back up. Looking for a screen from Fairbanks. She's going to find Kasuli, who's going to do a deep three. That one's off the mark. Down low, tracked down by Fairbanks. And recovered. Kasuli way out now, mid-court now. Newtok swinging around. Fairbanks open for 3 from the wing. Short rebound inside. Gould. McKenna will bring it up. Hand off to Mack. Mack picks up her dribble and gives it up to Uchet. And now our free throw line extended. Shot coming from Gould off the mark. Long rebound tapped out into the hands of Brandle. That's Emily. But out of bounds, it's going to stay with King Cove. The pass knocked out off of Newtok. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter, 12-8 ball game. King Cove with the lead. Mack thought about the 3 on the inbound. We'll give it up. Her pass too high and out of bounds to Newtok. Fairbanks will walk it up across the timeline. Kicked over to Kasuli. And you got to remember there's a couple Kasulis out there. This is Michaela. Content to just kind of play catch about 28 feet from the basket as Andy and Fairbanks. Defense comes up. Mack pressures along with Uchet. Looking inside, Tom comes away with it. Out to Fairbanks. Deep three-pointer after the buzzer. That's going to do it. I lost track of time as well. Okay, first quarter comes to a close. 12-8 is your score. We're going to step away for a quick station ID. It's 12-8, 1A girls state basketball coming at you back in 60 seconds. Are you
here for a bit? All right. Lady Rookies doing great. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Thanks for tuning in. It's KSDP.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
First game so far of the ASAA State March Madness competition. Rookies are in the lead so far at the end of the first. We're going back over.
them out of this. Kasuli with it up top for Newtown. Looking for a screen from Andy. Matchup pressure by King Cove. Kasuli going to fire a deep three-pointer at the 23-footer, 25 easy, and off the mark. Long rebound comes out to Kasuli. Now her pass too high, out of bounds, as Ervac can't track it down. King Cove ball, inbound coming for Mack. As the rookie's going to set this one back up, leading 12-8 to start the second quarter. Mack up top, picked up by Kasuli. Tough pass to handle, tightrope in the sideline. There is Brandel. She's going to cop it up and hand over to Fairbanks, to Andy, and Andy too strong in the lane, but two shots coming. The turnover there by King Cove really started with a tough pass as Mack kind of got it to Brandel on the sideline. She had to tightrope it and tried to recover, ended up giving it up, and Andy on the fast break fouled and at the foul line where she hit the first. Another one coming. This one's also good. Andy goes 2 for 2. 5 points in the game for Albina. 12-10 ball game. 7:15 to play here in the second quarter. Mack on the right wing for King Cove, looking for help. Dumps the pass off, and she's got Yechmanev. Monica just checking in. Yechmanev going to fire. That's off the mark. Mack, the offensive rebound. The bunny comes away. Still another look, and this one's put down by Brandel. Mack, I think, didn't realize she was so open, powered it up, came off the rim, but Brandel was there to clean up again. Lead goes back to 4 at 14-10. Kasuli driving, missing. Offensive rebound by Fairbanks. Gives it out to Andy. This one is from Regina Andy. And that shot, short, tracked down by the rookie. And the rookie's going to throw it away. As Brandel's passed way too high. Lots of subs coming in and out for this King Cove team as they're switching everybody out. 14-10 ball game, 6:20 to play here in the first half. And the officials timing out again as we had, that was nice of the officials. Newtuck had an extra player on the floor, and the officials go ahead and pause play to make sure she exits as well. Andy now with it. Good defense by Max. Strips her, gets the steal, and now a foul against Andy, and that's Regina Andy. Sixth whistle. Max, great defense. Pressured up the ball handler up top and able to strip her and get the steal. Mac will bring it up. Looking for the handoff. She gets Sadie Newton. Now they look inside, kick it back out. Gorte looking for help. Her pass too strong, and Sadie Newton touched it last. It'll be Newtuck ball. That was good ball movement there, just the inside-outside pass had a little too much heat on it. 5:45 left here in the second quarter, 14-10 ball game. King Cove girls leading by 4. Kasuli looking for that deep shot again. She's getting screens from Andy up top, going to take the deep one. Uses the glass, long, back to Regina Andy. Andy's pass into traffic, taken away. Newton streaking up the right side, looking to find some help, taken away by Kasuli. Both teams trading plenty of turnovers here, and Andy will have it for Newtuck. Dumps off to Tom. Knocked loose and taken right away from King Cove, but a whistle. As, Tom tried to work into the lane, and she had two rookies on her heels, and one knocked it loose. And a jump ball goes in favor of King Cove. Mack will walk it up for the rookie. Looking to the left side, they go into Duarte now. Lightsville turnaround jumper, not there. Tracks down her own rebound, kicks it out to Mack. Driving into the right side, backs up, picks her dribble. Kasuli comes over and a whistle. And a foul against Newtok. Mack fortunate there. She picked up her dribble right near the the corner there on the baseline. And the double team came quickly, but Kasuli came down with the arm, and I think we're in the bonus already. That should be 7 fouls against Newtok. So Mack's going to shoot the 1-1. And knocks it down. Elena has 5 in the game now. Second shot up and also good. Make it 6 as the lead goes to 6. 16-10 for King Cove. 4.5 to play here in the second quarter. Kasuli with it up top looking for help. Finds Fairbanks. Comes down the line. Andy's going to put a runner up. Not there. Behind everyone. Yetchman out. Monica with the basket. Great feed from Duarte to recognize Yetchmanef on the break on her own. Easy bucket. Lead up to 8. Biggest of the game here for King Cove. 4:12 left in the second quarter. Newtok ball up top. Kasuli with it. Working around to the right side. Gave it up to Andy. Driving. Floating. Got the runner. Albina Andy with 2 more. She's got 7 in the game. And the lead down to a half dozen. Looking inside to get it to Mack. Now inside to Uchet. Not there, but Mack recovered. Elena working the ball. Yetchmanef, Duarte, good ball movement. Up and in for 2 more. Jalea knocks it down. Lead back to 8 here. Newtek will bring it up. Kasuli with it. Passes off in a deep 3-pointer try for Ervac. Short, but that one was lengthy. Man. Steph Curry range, she fired that. A foul on the rebound. And we're in the bonus. Loose ball foul. And Jalea is going to head to the foul line. First free throw good. Second one coming. Got plenty of basketball to come here today as well. Second shot off the mark. Good offensive rebound inside. Mack's going to come away with it. Try the jumper. Not there. Right back with it is Newton. And out of bounds. It stays with the rookies. Newton attacked the offensive glass and got the ball on the missed free throw. Kicked it out. Mack had a nice look, and they still track it down, though. 21-12. It stays with King Cove. They can make it a double-figure lead here. Shot up. Short. From Brandel, but they get her own rebound. Brandel will back it out. Fairbanks not giving her much space. Good screen there from Duarte. Driving too strong off the glass for Brandel. And the rebound in favor of Newtok. Going to push. Jeanette Stewart drives left hand, keeps the dribble, dumps the pass off. Andy tries. Monica hits down the jumper. When I say Monica, I meant Regina. I apologize. Regina Andy, the jumper, to make it 21-14. King Cove with it. It's Mack on the right side. Inside, she finds the open player, and it's dueled. McKenna with the little 8-footer. Great passing out there. Mack recognizing where the open player is. Found her. 23-14. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Stewart up top for Newtok. Working against Max. Behind the back dribble. Dumps the pass off. Swings over to Andy. It's Regina. Got away with a travel on the move there. And Fairbanks will recover. Taken away. Duarte read the passing lane. It's a two-on-one break. Delea having trouble with the dribble. Kept it all the way, though, for the left-hander. Now back the other way. Airvac lost the handle. Out of bounds. It'll be King Cove ball. 1:25 to play here in the first half. 25-14 lead for King Cove. Biggest of the game. Rookies will have it. Mack bringing it up, crossing the timeline. Swinging to the left side, gives it up to Gould, who's fouled on the move. And she's going to shoot a couple free throws. Two free throws coming now for McKenna, and it looks like a quick timeout here by Newtok. We'll keep it right here, 30-second timeout. Look for, we'll start with our kids, DP listeners out there. Be sure to pay attention, too, as we go on 3:30. We'll get to watch some King Cove Buckland boys action. And then later tonight, the Sandpoint girls face Klawak, and that's an 8 o'clock game. For KYUK, we got plenty more coming as well, starting with the Nilchuk Aniak at 12:30. So lots of hoops to be going on here. There's going to be a little break after the 12:30 games. We've got about an extra hour before we restart at 3:30 here. They got their session break at the Alaska Airlines Center for, well, 8 games, but 4 game times set up in the morning and then 4 in the afternoon like that. Lots of hoops here, and then remember, two-way starts up tomorrow, and we transfer up to the auxiliary gym, and we got 3 courts going here at all times, so it's quite the marathon. Gould at the line, hits the first, has another one coming. This one's also good. King Cove girls are 6-for-6 at the foul line. 27-14 lead for the rookies. Newtok, Stewart had it. Mack knocked it away. Still on the floor. Tom has it and took a elbow, and they're going to call a offensive foul on Tom as Newton kind of took the brunt of that one. She's going to have a shiner on her side. 105 left here in the first half. 27-14 ball game. King Cove can add to the lead here. Driving, Gould, too strong off the glass, tipped ball, stays with Newtok. It's Airvac, will bring it up. 2-on-3 break, she's going to have to slow it up, lost the handle, hands off to Fairbanks, back to Airvac, good defense by King Cove. Stewart has it up top as they swing around to Fairbanks on the left side, shot up and in for a 3-pointer from Marilyn Fairbanks. ...27-17, down to 25 seconds left. Big shot from Fairbanks. In the corner, Mack left open. 3-pointer, the answer. Big shot to push the lead back to 13, down to 15 seconds to play. Errant pass. Mack could track it down here. Andy was there. It stays with Newtok. With 8 seconds left, they're going to take it out in front of the King Cove bench on their side of the court. 8.3 on the clock. 30-17 lead for King Cove. The inbound coming. Pass to Fairbanks. Through her hands. Mack's going to chase it down in the corner. Get it back. Inside. She feeds and gets Uchet for 2 more. And that's going to end the half. The hustle play from Mack. Tracking down the loose ball to get the bucket at the buzzer, and it was a bunny. 32-17 lead for King Cove at the break. Oh, what a hustle play. And Mack leading the way here scoring-wise to 9 points at the half. We're going to step away for a quick, let's do a 60-second break here. We'll come back for a little chat on halftime stats and more. but stepping away for a 60-second break. You're listening to state championship basketball here from Anchorage. The King Cove girls, 32, Newtown, 17, back in 60 seconds.
The King Cove Corporation in King Cove would like to remind parents that drug abuse is no joking matter. So please sit down and talk to your kids, even the younger ones, about the dangers of experimenting with these substances. A short talk on your part today can save a life tomorrow. This message sponsored by the King Cove Corporation, proud to serve our community. A&D Car Rental in Sandpoint wants to remind drivers to be careful when approaching areas where children are at play. Your actions can save a life. Keep our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. A&D Car Rental, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
In the meantime, we've got rookies basketball live from Anchorage, courtesy of the Pulliams. You got Carl and Charles will be bouncing back and forth, bringing you play-by-play coverage live.
Cove girls, New Talk playing in at halftime. And it's a 32-17 lead in favor of the rookies, who outscored New Talk 20-9 in that second quarter. So a nice run there for the rookies to pull in front and take a comfortable lead here at the break. Leading the way, 9 points for Elena Mack to go with a couple steals and a couple rebounds as well. 7 for Duarte, 6 for Gould, 6 for Uchet, and a couple buckets there between Brandel and Yetchmanek. On the other side, Newtuck, Albina, Andy leading the way with 7 points. 3 points for Michaela Casuli, 2 for Regina Andy, 2 for Gloria Tom, and a three-pointer there from Marilyn Fairbanks, a much-needed basket there late in the second quarter. Looking quickly at the scoring overall here, when you look at where Newtuck is, they're kind of getting one look and done. No offensive rebounds. 9 shot attempts. So knocking it down from the outside. They're 3 for 9 from the long range. All 3 of their made field. Well, that's actually looking at the stats aren't fully updated. That's what's going on here. Definitely 17 points out there, but your field goals aren't updated. Yeah, you can't rely on the online stats sometimes, you know? 11 of 23 shooting for King Cove. I do have that because I was keeping tabs. Oh, look in there. They got a 19-8 rebounding edge. Not sure how certain that is out there, but that seems about right. As leading the way there, Duarte with 7 boards, I would assume the same. Nice start here for the King Cove girls over Newtown, 32-17. A look around and got, where'd my bracket go now, right? You know, there's so much going on here. A quick look at the bracket here. So figuring out game times for tomorrow, win or lose, the girls from this game, the winner's going to play at 9:30 tomorrow. Well, the loser also, I believe, plays at 9:30 as well. Yes, game 3. So they'll be working against Nicolavis or Nunamute in those as well. So a 9:30 game for win or lose out of this game for King Cove and Newtuck. So starting to plan that schedule and look around a little bit. Some of the bracket getting filled out already with Nanilchik advancing past Cake and Selowik over Gamble as well in the 2 early games. So you could check out all those and read about them actually on Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions, our Facebook page. And I'm going to be adding photos throughout the day, likely this evening / afternoon when I got that little break. I'll add some photos from these morning games as well. But got about 5 minutes before the half is up here. We'll step away for that 5 minutes. 32-17 lead, King Cove girls leading over Newtuck. We'll be back in 5 minutes for the start of the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, give him a little bit of break. Let Small Schools Broadcasting and get a drink of water. And we'll come back to the second half of the King Cove rookies facing off against Newtuck at the 1A state championship in Anchorage, being held at the Alaska Airlines Center over next to the UAA campus. Right now, at 3:30, we will have Tundra Jacks at 8 p.m. Sandpoint Lady Eagles. In the meantime, ABBA.
Quick moment, thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigin Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call.
Girls leading Newtown 32-17. Quick look on the other side. There's another game going on in all sides here. The Shaktulik boys leading Tanana 41-40 late in the third quarter. So this court moving forward by almost a full quarter. Always interesting to see how the timing of things work out on our scheduling as the games get busy. It'll be rookie's ball to start here in the third quarter. Mack out there along with Gould, Duarte, Newton, and Brandle. They get Duarte inside with the left hand right away. McKenna gets right back to work right where she left off. And now Newtuck turns it over prior to the inbound, but nobody heard the whistle. Oh, man. So the official's going to quickly look over what happened here, and what it turned out to be was Fairbanks was ready to inbound, and she crossed the line before inbounding. The official tried to blow the whistle, but by then everyone was playing defense on the other end. So the fast break negated, and a quick look over. They might work some time off or talk to coaches or something here as they just straightened it out really quick, but that was definitely the play. And now all the players getting a chat to here as well from the official, and it looks like it's more of an out-of-bounds thing. So interesting little play there. Everyone's ready. Let's go ahead and restart with King Cove ball on the baseline. It is tough with these sidelines. They taped down the actual sidelines to split this giant court up. And on the inbound, it's Gould again, finding Duarte for two. I say Gould again because she was, that's the back-to-back assist for her, finding Duarte on the inbound. 36-17 as the lead swells up. But inside, Fairbanks finds another one, 36-19. Be 36-21, I believe. Shot coming off the mark for Mack. Down low, Duarte misses one, misses two, tries again, tips it out, and into the hands of Brandle. She's going to reset, then slice it into the lane. Hands off to Newton for two more. Sadie Newton gets the bucket. And King Cove not letting off the gas. Andy, you bring it up. That's Regina. And Albina. Under a minute. Well, a minute and a half into this third quarter already, and it's been a quick start in favor of King Cove. Fairbanks with it on the right side for Newtuck. Over to Kasuli. Been a quiet game since early on when she knocked down a big three. First shot off the mark. Kasuli fighting for it down low. Duarte comes away with another rebound. Lead pass tipped into the hands of Mack. Keeps the dribble to the right hand. Not there. Good rebound by Newton. She can't finish. Tipped out, and to the floor, Duarte gets it. Finds the open portion down low, Gould for two. In the right place at the right time, several times here now for Gould and Duarte as they are owning the glass. Lead to 40-19 here for the rookies. 5:44 to play in the third quarter. Newtuck looking to find a seam. It's Andy. Deep three-pointer. Not there. Push down low, but Gould comes away with the rebound anyway. She's going to push down the left side. Comes to a stop, taken away by Fairbanks behind. It's Andy and Fairbanks with Mack back. Fairbanks to the left side. Dumps the pass off. Knocked loose. Gould hustled back. Out of bounds for Newtuck. Nice play there on a double team by Newtuck, just unable to get anything out of it. They have the possession, though. Kasuli on the inbound. Looking for her patented deep three-pointer. When they say that, they just kind of set a high screen, and as long as you're within 3 to 5 feet of that three-point line, you're going to fire, and Kasuli looking for that again. Fairbanks trying to set the high pick. Not giving up any spaces. Brandle, Kasuli with the scoop, not there. Mack the rebound. She's off to the races. And didn't come to the jump stop, though, and push from behind. Traveled is the call. A 40-19 ball game here. King Cove in control. 4:49 to play in the third quarter. Good hoops here at the 1A state tournament. Again, 2A boys and girls joining us here at the Alaska Airlines Center beginning tomorrow. Three courts will be going at all times until championship day on Saturday. Albina, Andy, driving on the left, keeps her dribble, looking low. She's got Fairbanks. Will keep her dribble against Mack, pick it up and hand back to Albina. In the lane, driving, and thought about a whistle. There is the whistle. Again, this is the third time now where the official has made a call, but nobody stopped because they don't hear the whistle. And I think that has a lot to do with another game going on the other side of a very thin curtain here. But at the line is Albina Andy, where she hits the first, and we'll have another. This is the second trip to the foul line this game for Newtok. And Andy's been there both times. She's 3 for 3. Make it 4 for 4. .40-21 game, and checking into the contest for Newtok is Shayna Tom. First action of the game for Tom. On the right side, Brandel with it. Keeps her dribble. Great feed down low, and for the easy bucket, Duarte knocked it down. She has been on the receiving end of some great passes for King Cove. Andy jumping through the lane, not going to hit. Ahead, they find Gould. Back to Brandel, jumper not there. Duarte, another offensive rebound. Dumps off to Brandel, no. Duarte again, fouled. A definite double-double already for Jalea. And two free throws coming. He's got 13 in the game and at least a dozen rebounds. Misses on the first attempt. She'll have another. Looks like Monica Getchmanuff checking back in here for King Cove. The other free throw coming. This one is good. 1 of 2 at the line. And they're going to give us our media timeout. Well, I didn't even ask for one, but I'll take one, right? A quick look on the other side. The Shaktula boys leading Tannenoff 50-49. Again, we've checked out the brackets here, and the winner, win or lose, they have a morning game between these two teams, and that'll be at 9:30 tomorrow. Winners advance, and they'll be facing either Nikolaevis or Nunavut on either side. So that's where the bracket's going to tier out there a little bit. We've already seen the Nilchik advance past Cake, along with Selowik over Gamble. Losers game at 9:30 a.m. That's going to be in not on the main floor here. They got the main floor set up with two courts, and then we move up to the auxiliary gym, which actually is a better atmosphere because it's a smaller gym, but if you throw 300 people in there for cheering, it turns into a great atmosphere. And really has that feel for that 1A style atmosphere of basketball. We just like going up to games there. Watch the auxiliary gym just up out of this main floor here. So UAA facility, fantastic to be at, and nice to have those opportunities to play at a couple gyms like that. Kasuli with it on the inbound pass for Newtok. Hands off to Albina, the runner in the lane, too strong. Rebound comes hard off to Gould, but she tracks it down. Dumps off to Mack. He'll swing it back up top to Brandel. Brandel back to Mack. They play catch. Tipped out of bounds. It will stay with King Cove. Zelbina Indy knocked it loose. Mack with it on the inbound. Looking for a high post. He gets it. It's Gould. Swinging the ball around. Getchmanek. does a little pick and roll game with Mack. Mack's jumper off the mark, out of bounds, last touch by King Cove. It was a nice two-man game there, but the jumper too strong for Mack, and the out of bounds off of King Cove, and it gives it to Newtuck. 2:55 to play here in the third quarter, 43-21 game. Fairbank off the mark. Lead pass ahead. Brandel's nobody back. Got the bunny. Emily Brandel knocked it down. 45-21 lead on the fast break opportunity. Now a steal in the backcourt. And the foul. Gould headed back to the line for two more. The defensive pressure on the inbound swarming the Newtuck inbounders. And now a couple free throws lining up for King Cove once again, where they've got one miss on the day. And they call that the broadcaster jinx. I apologize. One miss on the day. Make it two misses. McKenna will have another look. .231 left here in the third quarter. King Cove leading 45-21. As Gould goes 0-for-2, but saving it is Brandel, looking for the pass down low. To the floor they go. Yetchmanef has it. Needs some help. Looking down. Shot up. Off the mark. Getting her own rebound as Juchet. And now kicked out. Brandel again. Three-pointer. That's a big one. Emily, 48-21. Lead at biggest. Big three-pointer after another offensive rebound for King Cove. Kasuli loses the handle, but knocked out by King Cove. It'll stay with Newtuck. Approaching the two-minute mark here of the third quarter. The inbound comes to Kasuli, knocked loose from behind. Just checked into the ball game is Itchley. That's Christine. He forced the turnover, but now up top, Newtuck doesn't want to give up. To the floor they go, and a jump ball. It will be Newtuck ball. With 1:44 remaining. Still working out some substitutions here, but we're ready to go. Third quarter winding down here, 48-21 lead for King Cove. Albina Andy looking for her left side, reaches out to Stewart, gets some help. Now Kasuli with it. Through the legs dribble, back to Stewart, puts it on the floor, 12-footer from the baseline, not there. Mack, another rebound, ahead of the pack, streaking up the right side. Was Gould, crossover dribble, lost the handle, out of bounds. It stays with the rookie. Gould to inbound. Monica, left open, short corner, not there. Kasuli skying for the rebound, but not high enough. Is taking it away, but is Monica Gould. Another look for King Cove. They come up empty again. Gould tracking it down. As got an official stepping in front of me, and Yetchmanef says, how about the and one? The hoop down low after a scramble, and now she's got a free throw coming at the one-minute mark of the third quarter, and a comfortable lead here for King Cove. Missing on the free throw. It's still 50-21. Kasuli, deep pass for Stewart. She got underneath it and hit. Big bucket for Stewart. I don't know how she handled that pass. So Jeanette Stewart with her first basket of the game for Newtuck and a pushing foul against Stewart as Mack got the step on her. 39 seconds remain here in the third quarter, and King Cove will have it. The inbound to Mack. She'll look for her right side, get a screen from Monica Yetchkineff, looking for the roll. Monica takes the second, tipped pass, too strong, out of bounds. It'll go to Newstock. Quick inbound comes in for Katsuli, working against the defense, keeps her dribble, not giving her any space. To the right in front of me here in the floor, McKenna Gould was some of the best defense you've seen yet, and Katsuli ended up taking a seat on her almost. Down to 8 seconds left. Fast break opportunity for the rookies. Not there for Gould. Trying to track it back down. 2 seconds left. Got a fire, and that's going to do it. 50-23 after three. The King Cove girls don't let off the gas out of the halftime break and extend their lead over Newtuck. 50-23. We'll step away for a 60-second station ID. Back for the final 8 minutes in 1 minute.
All righty. We will identify ourselves. You're tuned in to KSDP right now. Streaming live at apradio.org all around the world. We've got 60 seconds. Let's give a shout-out here.
The city of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the city of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Final 8 minutes left in this one, and the King Cove girls are rolling through the third, and they start the fourth similarly. Monica Yetchmanek, another basket, 6 points in the game for Monica. Regina Andy tracking down a long pass. Looking for help. It's Katsuli, not there. A nice look for Katsuli, but she still can't find the bottom of the net. Plenty more from the rookies as Max finding Gould. And a bump foul. Gould bumping into Katsuli. Minute into this fourth quarter, 54-23, the King Cove girls leading. Katsuli going to take a breather as she got knocked into there by Gould. Down low, Duarte pokes loose the ball but comes right into the hands of Ervac, who puts it in for Newtack. Marie gets her first bucket of the game. A near steal turns into a basket for Newtok. Back down Duarte after two passes. Misses one, misses two. Offensive rebound for Gould. That's three straight. Dumps the pass to Yetchmanep and taken away. The rookies had three tries at it and couldn't convert. Ervac driving against Duarte. Back-to-back baskets for Marie. 2 quick buckets. For Newtuck. And Mack trying to settle her team down. Looking for Duarte. Gives it right back to Mack. Up top now to Gould. No one's going to guard her. She's going to take the three. Left it short. Mack had it briefly out of bounds. It goes to Newtuck. 6:19 left here. 54-27 lead for the rookies. Ervac on the inbound. Looking to set things up for the girls. Down low, shot missed, fouled, and Newtuck's going to get a couple free throws there. Aaron Carl, who just checked into the game, 2 free throws coming. They line up. Carl's going to shoot her first here. 6:06 to play. First one is good. Titan game up on the other side. They're tied up with 12 seconds to play, 57 all. Garl knocks down two, and it's 54-29 here. Shot coming off the mark for Gould. She stepped on the line. On the other side, they got extra basketball coming as Shaq Tulik and Tanana go into overtime, tied at 57-57. The inbound coming for Albina Andy. Looked like she traveled with it. Got away with one hands off to Fairbanks after the midcourt line. Fairbanks crossover dribble, gets past Gould, puts up a jumper, too strong. Mack comes away with it. Keeps her dribble, looking for the dump off, hands off to Gould, too strong. There's Duarte with a follow. Jalea adds to her point total tonight. Got her at, 15, I think. Or 17, yeah. We could do math. 56-29, 5 minutes to play. King Cove looking to advance to the championship bracket here. Down low, a miss from Carl, and a rebound off to Yetchmanek. She keeps her dribble all the way down, finds the open player on her right side, and hands off to Gould for the jumper. Picking the other way, Andy left it short. Monica Yetchmanek right there to force a jump ball. Oh, and I think they actually call a whistle against Newtuck on the jump ball. King Cove girls leading this one big with 4:45 to play. Duarte, pass goes right through her hands, tips it out, got away with the travel, gets it right back. Jalea, two more. Utah comes back and a jump ball on the floor. Gould diving on it, along with Andy and Kasuli. It'll stay with Newtok. Long pass inbounded, out of bounds. Last touch by Newtok. Mack will have it for the rookies, crossing timeline. Kasuli picks her up right at midcourt. A screen up high, breaks free. Mack tries the jumper, not there. Rebound inside to Gould. Right at the free throw line, extended. Tipped pass. Fairbanks has it. A 3-on-2. Kasuli to the right side. Didn't use the glass. Left it short, but Newtok the rebound. Andy, she can't hit. Duarte the rebound. And it's Mack with a 1-on-1 break against Carl. The pull-up jumper. Elena Mack with a great play there. Comes back the other way and sends Fairbanks' shot sailing out of bounds. She made the offensive play at one end of the court, hustled down to make the defensive play at the other. Fairbanks thought she had the layup, and instead it's the inbound. Airvac, she'll try inside. Gould made her change the shot. Knocked loose from behind. Gets it right back. Airvac, too strong. But Andy, the rebound. The turn from Regina. Still not there. Three great looks from Newtok, but they couldn't get anything out of it. Now it's a 2-on-1 break. Duarte to the left hand. Baseball pass out and out of bounds. It'll be rookie's ball. And the rookies will get the inbound underneath their own basket after the turnover because the pass was thrown from out of bounds on the baseline. '64-29, 3:22 to play. King Cove has opened this one up. Mack three-pointer lined up. Nobody there. Duarte steps in front for the offensive rebound. Gets it back. Can't hit, though. Down low with it. On the floor, scrapping is Andy. Ahead of the pack to Kasuli. Streaking back, Mac was there to but Kasuli knocks it down. Michaela, her first basket since early in the first quarter, comes with 2:57 to play here in the fourth. Mac pass, not there. Kasuli, a one-on-one break again. And one more time, plus the foul. Bethany Brandel just checked into the game, and they're going to call the whistle for the hoop and the harm here. And there was a little bit of contact, but not much. But Michaela's going to shoot the free throw to go with the layup. Bethany Brandel kind of looked at the bench like, I didn't touch her, I don't think. But again, the atmosphere here, tough to manage. You got an OT boys game on one side, lots of noise, lots of whistles, lots of horns. Tough to follow. King Cove turns it over on the inbound after the missed free throw. And Newtok will inbound on the baseline. Morgan Demoski in for King Cove as well. Shot off the mark for Albina, Andy. Rebound to Kasuli and another whistle. Kasuli's going to head to the foul line. Michaela has 7 points in the game, 2 free throws coming. And I believe that last play was played with 4 King Cove girls on the floor because Morgan Demoski thought she was out of the game and stepped off the court. And they played with 4 players for a brief 15 seconds or so there. It happened. Michaela lines up her free throw. First one's good. Well, actually, that was she went 1 of 2. That's right. 64-35 score. 2:33 left. Mack working in the lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer lined up off the mark for Brandel. Duarte up and in for 2 more. She's been unstoppable in the paint, cleaning up the glass on both ends of the court. Kasuli working around the top of the key over to Stewart. Thought about the 3. They kick it inside to Andy, who will work it around to Airvac. And Marie picks up her dribble. Duarte closes in, gives off to Stewart. Back to Airvac. Duarte driving, defending against Airvac. Airvac on the drive. Duarte there forces the miss. Out of bounds, stays with Newtok. 1:51 left in this one. And King Cove will be advancing to the championship round as they lead 66-35. A jump ball after a miss on the drive. It'll be King Cove ball. Rookies looking solid here in their state debut on opening day here. Andy, right side. Shot up. Lots of arc. Got over the defense. Not there. Kasuli, long rebound out to her 3-point line. She's going to miss. And now a pass, a long rebound intended for Demoski. And Uchit knocks it in on the break. It'll be King Cove ball on the inbound as the girl stepped on the line again. Andy picks the pocket of Bethany Brandel and streaks down for Kasuli in an easy basket. 1 minute to play. Duarte up top. So Brandle, it's Bethany. She's going to fire off the mark. Inside, offensive rebound, good for Emily. 70-37, King Cove. The girls, very nice start here at the state tournament for the rookies. For Newsuck, they haven't had the opportunity to really get into any shooting rhythm, and that's hurt. Kasuli with it. Final 30 seconds left. Again, both these teams will be playing the morning contest tomorrow, a 9:30 championship quarterfinal, I believe is what you call those, and a consolation one for Newtuck. Andy down low finds Air Vac for the bucket. 18 seconds to play. Just got to run the timeout here. Taken away. Air Vac pushed from behind. The inbound. It's Kasuli down to 10 seconds. Gets the pass out to Stewart. Three-pointer off the mark. Kasuli down low. Not there. Time's going to wind down. And that will do it. 70-39. The rookies, the King Cove girls, advancing to tomorrow's championship round, where they're going to play at 9:30 tomorrow against, I believe, either Nicolaus or Nunamute. So King Cove will take on the winner of the 5 p.m. game here, Nicolaus and Nunamute on the girls' side. And Newtuck will have to regroup for a 9:30 winner-go-home game against the loser of that Nicolaus-Nunamute game. 70-39, your final. Quick look at some scoring here after we take a 60-second timeout. We'll have final stats and more in 60 seconds.
I got to reset my clock and let you know we will be following this up. 3:30. Stay tuned. KSDP will bring you the Tundra Jacks live from Anchorage in the first round. Congratulations, rookies. They advance to the championship bracket, the winner's bracket, and we will have live coverage of that tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. And that's right, brew a pot of coffee, stay up late. We have the Sandpoint Lady Eagles tonight at 8 p.m. live on KSDP. Big thanks to Charles and Carl Pulliam of Small Schools Broadcasting. We'll have links to their operation. They do a very professional job every year. Excellent voices, excellent knowledge of the schools and these matches. Once again, you are tuned to KSDP.
A quick recap of the game. King Cove girls cruising past Newtuck 70-39. It was a 12-8 game after one. But then the King Cove girls started to pour it on, 20 points in that second quarter. They doubled up, the girl more than doubled up, 29 there in the second. Started the third with an 18-6 run and just kept pouring on the offense to take out Newtuck. Leading the way, 20 points, 18 rebounds for Jalea Duarte. 18 rebounds to go with that 20. Yeah, she's flirting with a 20-20. 14 points for McKenna Gould to go with 9 boards. 11 points for Elena Mack, and 5 assists and 5 rebounds. So a nice all-around game there. And the balance consistent there. 9 points for Brandel, that's Emily. Uchet hit 8. 6 for Monica Yetchmana to round out your scoring for King Cove. On the other side, Newtuck, 11 points for Michaela Kasuli to lead 13, 9 for Albina Andy. Airback finished with 4, 5 for Marilyn Fairbanks, and a couple buckets apiece from Marin Carl, Regina Andy, and Gloria Tom. That'll end your scoring here. That'll end our broadcast from this one. We got plenty more hoops to check out. Be sure to check out Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions to find out more for our schedule here from the state tournament. I know our friends out in KSDP country, one of the King Cove boys in Buckland at 3:30, and the Sandpoint and Kowak Girls at 8 o'clock tonight. KYUK Country, plenty more to come as well, starting off with Ninilchik and Aniak, I believe, for our next game here at 12:30. Lots of hoops, lots to check out, lots to recap. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and on Twitter as well, at RuralSWD. Thanks for tuning in. More hoops to come. We'll be checking back later on. Thanks for listening.